6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, September 8th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us for this two-hour segment. Yep, you always just raise your hand, repeat after me. I promise to ingest the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Yeah, we sure don't want you to ingest a bunch of misstatements now, do we? So this is one of the reasons why, first off, we have a special at the Power Mall, and this is the truth. It's ending tomorrow. That is a for sure deal. It's our Labor Day special where you get free shipping on orders when you spend more than $100, drop ship products excluded. That is the truth. Here's another truth. Got a big shout out to Power Hour listener Kevin for your kind donation to the Power Hour. It keeps us going. And another truth, we have hooked up with MyPillow.com. And when you go there, you can stand with Mike Lindell on the Power Hour by shopping at MyPillow for pillows, sheets, shoes. I mean, you've seen all this stuff on TV. Well, you can take advantage of that simply by going to MyPillow.com/PowerHour and use the code PowerHour at checkout. And if you want to, you don't feel comfortable navigating, you can call toll-free 1-800-596-9135 and place your order and give them the code Power Hour. Tell them you're a Power Hour listener and ask them why they're not listening. I'd like to have Mike on the program at one point in time. We might be able to get him on. And of course, another truism is that we are trying to offer solutions here at the Power Hour. We have a free webinar courtesy of the Grow Network on how to grow food in a grid down situation. And for those of you who apparently have no experience in gardening, you have no green thumb. That's the old saying about a green thumb. Everybody says, oh, they got a green thumb. That means everything they plant grows. Well, not necessarily. I mean, it does require an hour a day to go out and manage your garden. But hey, I'm telling you what, the results of growing your own food are very rewarding. And it doesn't matter whether you're out of shape or not. There's always ways around it. If you don't like bending over and, you know, stooping for long periods of time, do what I did. I made raised bed gardens, six of them, all in the greenhouse. And you can register for free for this webinar at powerhourfood.com. That easy. Marjorie Wildcraft runs it, and it's exceptional. Been there, done that, and you'll love it. Another truth, Facebook, Power Hour Nation, Twitter, Power Hour Nation. Newsletter, you want to subscribe? You should be. You'll get our email blast if you do, simply by looking for the link on our website, thepowerhour.com. And the Power Mall is also on Facebook at facebook.com/thepowermall. That's truth. Here's another one, truthsocial.com. Both myself and the Power Hour are account holders there, at the Power Hour and at Power Hour Host. TruthSocial.com, you can sign up. It's absolutely free. And you like free speech? You need to go there. And while you're at it, we appreciate you making contributions because that's what keeps us going. You can buy us a cup of coffee, be a team member like Kevin, and support us. You can click the Support Us tab at thepowerhour.com. You can call Power Hour J at 877-817-9829 and make an order from the Power Mall or make a cash donation. You can do that. That easy. And of course, if you do, we're going to recognize you on the radio. I know. Err on the side of humility. If you want to give anonymously, that's fine. But I just assume, no, one of our listeners loves what they're hearing, supports us, calls in on a regular basis like Kevin does, and participates because that's what this is all about. For the last 2.5 years, look what we've been subjected to. Being locked down, told we can't leave our house. All these things. That's true. I haven't lied to you yet. We have a new listen line for the Power Hour, too, by the way, 518-737-0180. And, of course, for those of you who want to share gardening tips and tricks, we actually have a forum for that, for gardening. And if you have a problem, you can always jump on there and people will help. That's the one nice thing about forums. There's people on there that are reading and researching, and maybe they have an answer to a question you don't know the answer to. That's what we like about it. ThePowerHour.com. Go to Menu, Community, Forum, and you're there. and you click on any one of the categories regarding gardening questions, tips, and tricks. And, of course, if you're not hearing the Power Hour on your local radio station, well, you call up and you talk to the program director and say, look, you guys need to carry the Power Hour. Give it a listen. Go to thepowerhour.com, click listen now. And if you're a small business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business, you can do that simply by emailing us at support@thepowerhour.com. And you can email using that same address for any questions, comments, kudos, anything that you want to talk about. At noon today, we're going to be having Dr. Erwin Lutzer, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Future, is the topic. He has a book out, No Reason to Hide. And he's also the author of a book called We Will Not Be Silenced. So you want to talk about cancel culture in a theological perspective? Yeah, you need to tune in next hour as well. You're going to like that. In world news, this is kind of a cancel culture story. But believe it or not, a man in the United Kingdom was arrested for a Facebook post because it caused someone anxiety. And he was offered to have the charges reduced if he paid for and completed an inclusivity course. Oh, my gosh. Now, see, I've had Patrick Wood and Alex Newman on the show 2 days in a row, and both of them said the same thing. When they crush the First Amendment, you will be facing the Second Amendment. And, of course, I'm paraphrasing, basically meaning that once they cancel your right to freedom of speech, the only thing you have left to defend yourself is your weapon. Because when they crush your speech, then they come for you. That's when the killing starts. And that's basically the term they used, was that's when the killing starts. A lot of people don't like to hear that. I was doing some grocery shopping yesterday, and I posited that to the elderly lady in front of me. And she said, yeah, we're pretty close to that. And so we got to exchange a few thoughts and ideas as she was checking out, and then I checked out. And when I was going out in the parking lot, I noticed that she had this rather large planted pot in the back of her car, or the back of her grocery cart, rather, which I realized was fairly heavy, so I offered to help put it in the car for her, which she gladly accepted. And you see, that's the act of kindness that I'm talking about. If you're tall and you're in the grocery store, like that happens to me because I'm 6'4", and, you know, short people, we have them in this world. God created them, and they're shopping too, and they look up, and they see it up there, but they can't reach it. And guess who gets asked to go retrieve the item for them? Which I gladly do, because, see, that's what I pray for every day, is the opportunity to bless others. And we should be doing that too. Because that doesn't cause anybody anxiety, and you don't have to worry about inclusivity courses. I mean, this is really nutty. 2 billion people from around the world post thoughts and ideas. And there's things you don't agree with, but seriously, somebody gets rattled over a post you made, and rather than just, it's like TV. If you don't like what you're watching, turn it off. Change the channel. Oh, my. No, we'd rather get all woke and all bothered. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We have some prayer requests to get to this morning, too, by the way. Reaching out to Michael, who is in the hospital. Aaron, who is in assisted living on a feeding tube. Susan, who's going into the doctor today to find out what they're going to do about her spine. We just want to pray for them right now because they're going through tests in their life, Father. And we lift the situation up to you because we're all going through these same tests. Every day is a different test. We wake up with 2 feet and a heartbeat, and we know that the world is not a good place. We know we're in a very dark place right now, but the fact is we have the ability, Father, because of you and your word, to shine a light on all things. And we thank you for your grace, your deliverance, and your healing, especially for the people that we've named here. And for those of you we have not named, to pray for their afflictions and their deliverance in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. And we thank you for that, Father. Can I get an amen out there? Please. Mark in Iowa, can you say amen?
Oh, amen. Yeah. I heard that guy yesterday talking. And he's saying something about demons and stuff like that, but the with the CERN. But I was thinking that CERN collider is actually what they call an interstellar weapon. It's it really is a proton, like a it shoots a laser. That's what they created it. When I was over in Palestine in 2009, they had the two physicists, and it was the Israeli government that actually built that in CERN, Switzerland. And they had the two physicists. I was in Jerusalem, living in Jerusalem, and they had this two physicists talking about it, about that it's actually a weapon, and it's the most powerful weapon on the face of the earth. So it's kind of an interesting scenario that why would they create a weapon like that? Who do they want to use it against?
Yeah, that's a good question. Of course, you know, just the perfect knowledge that people have, if the weapon exists. I don't doubt what you're saying. If the weapon exists, your question is why would and what would they use it for? Deterrence. Because if people knew it was a weapon, ignorance is strength. But, you know what they say, I mean, it's an Orwellian situation. If you have power, because of the fact you have a device that could literally annihilate your enemy, why would your enemy want to attack and risk getting hit with that thing? So it's a deterrence. In my book, that's what it is. It's just like the SALT talks, you know, to try to defer everything that was going with nuclear proliferation. It's all, you know, pretty much the same thing. We build weapons, they build weapons. We launch weapons, they launch weapons. You know, it's crazy. Yeah.
I got an idea. I kind of think, and this might sound preposterous to some people, because it would sound preposterous to Christ. He would just, you know, it says in Psalm chapter 2 that he just laughs at him. But I think that they have some intention to use this against Christ at his second coming.
Okay. Yeah, I just, you know, here's the thing. If you read John 4:24, it says, God is spirit, and he that worships him in spirit and in truth. So knowing that, because of the fact that we are to take on a spiritual body, according to 1 Thessalonians, I find it very difficult that whatever super collider or whatever other weapon that some country might create could actually decimate a spirit. I just don't see it happening, sir. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't believe it's going to happen either, but I think that, you know, like the man said, some people think that CERN is a portal for opening demonic forces, but really it's a weapon. And if they wanted to create a weapon like that, you know, maybe they are thinking about something concerning the resurrection and the marriage supper of the Lamb. Maybe they think that they can destroy you know, Christ and destroy his people and destroy his kingdom upon the earth. And then somehow that will, you know, give them the, this all comes down to the hijacking of the kingdom of God. When you read Ezekiel, I think it's chapter 34, I'm not sure, but it talks about the hijacking of the kingdom of God. And that all began with in Palestine with, in 1917 when the British took control of Jerusalem in World War One. And then they got hijacked by the Zionists in 1948. So it's all prophecy. Everything that's happening is nothing's happening by chance or, you know, anything like that. It's all God is the Lord Yesu is sovereign. And, you know, but he prophesied by his prophets all these things that would happen. And we're seeing it happen. But it's all about destroying the kingdom of God, Ephraim and Manasseh, house of Joseph, United States and, you know, Canada. So, and United Kingdom. So, yeah, we're just seeing it, just the hijacking. They're just trying to, you know, Russia, China, Amalek, Esau, house of Esau, Agite, Edomite. They're just trying to hijack the kingdom. That's what they're doing.
Gog and Magog. Yeah. This whole thing, understandably so. We appreciate the sharing of the prophecy this morning, Mark. Thanks for your input.
Okay. Take care.
You bet. God bless. All right. Now, we wanted to let you know also, for those of you who, you can appreciate the Queen of England. She's under medical observation at Balmoral with Prince Charles and other senior royals by her side. I think, obviously, the last people she'd want to see is Harry and Meghan. It'd probably give her a heart attack. Anyway, she's not doing real well, but they're keeping an eye on her. You know, she is, what, 95 now? Anyway, you know, the new British Prime Minister is has her opening remarks. And, you know, it just was that. This is what was happening. You know, they're all doing their thing there at Buckingham Palace. And then they find out the Queen's health is in jeopardy. European Union, meanwhile, wants mandatory energy rationing to, quote, flatten the curve. You might have seen it on news last night because they were talking about that very thing. The head of the European Union needs to go away. Ursula von der Leyen. Mandatory target for reducing electricity use at peak hours, and we will work very closely with the member states to achieve this. Uh-huh. Tough times because you did this to yourself, you morons. I know. If you were Christ, you'd be angry at the money changers again. This is what's going on. And they're screwing all their people. Here's the other thing about the jab. Having a conversation this morning with my lovely wife, Linda, and we're talking about all those people in the GDP of this country. Because if we're the greatest nation on earth, we have a gross domestic product. GDP. Anybody that's been studying economics knows this. And if you've got 323 million people and 220 million have taken the jab and taken the second jab and taken the first booster and taken the second booster and now they're going to take the third booster, if they're not dead within 3 years, and you got to understand something. When you shrink the population like that, what do you do to the gross domestic product? This is what the United States government, which spends your tax dollars like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse, this is what they expect. If they depopulate the United States, well, I hate to enlighten these Congress people up there that are part of the problem. The problem is that you can't continue to spend money like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse with all of these different programs you have out there. It's impossible to sustain when you have no GDP because the working man out there no longer exists. Who is going to fund your GDP? You're going to go continue to create credit? Is that what's going to happen? You're just going to go keep spending money into oblivion? At some point in time, somebody's going to want to get repaid plus interest. You think the IMF and everybody else is going to forgive you? Think the private banks are going to forgive you? You see, when you toy with the banks, bad things happen. We all kind of think that that's what might happen to JFK. Toying with the banks. Lincoln, toying with the banks. Issuing interest-free U.S. Treasury notes, greenbacks. All of a sudden, they're dead. And, of course, banks got a lot of money. They're really good at deflecting attention away from themselves. But we know what's going on. Flatten the curve, my ass. We heard this before. We heard it with the jab. We heard it with lockdowns. We heard it with mask wearing. Flatten the curve is kind of a really sucky term in my book because it's an overused cliche that everybody knows. And when they hear it, they're hopefully tuning it out unless they're woke. Then they believe everything because, well, it's a government that said it. Government must be right. Oh, that's why I say we have the smartest listeners out there that are always seeking the truth. Dutch farmers, by the way, all their protests have led to their agriculture minister of climate change's resignation. That's right. Henk Steigauer has been forced to quit following widespread protests from Dutch farmers over his radical climate agenda that seeks to destroy their livelihoods. And why not? I mean, we're talking about an initiative that includes a $24.2 billion scheme to buy out local farmers and facilitate the transition away from intensive farming practices. I can tell you right now, if you really took a serious look at science, you would know that's got nothing. Everything that's going on their farms has nothing to do with polluting the planet. But yet China, what do? Look at all the coal-fired power plants. And we just let them get away with it. Why? Because China owns the Bidens. And nobody's complaining. See, it's kind of a bad thing when you let everybody else get away with what you're clamping down on your population to do. So somebody got a conscience, namely Hank Stagauer, facing all this criticism from Parliament for failing to develop a concrete plan to help the sector transition to farming practices that lower nitrogen emissions. Well, I got some news for you, buddy. You don't have a whole handle on science because nitrogen, carbon, and oxygen are all part of our atmosphere, as is carbon dioxide. So you're not going to change that. Reducing carbon emissions, yeah. Over time, I would imagine so. But technology is not there yet. But there is one kind of technology I am going to address because I had a request yesterday from our producers. We got a contact from Lorraine who wants to know about steel-sip homes. And we're going to talk about that when we get back from the break because here is something that is not only practical. My barn dominium I just built in Texas, it took a bit to get the slab done, but the whole house went up in 16 days ready for subcontractors, and within 3 months I moved in. And it's like living in a walk-in cooler with 2 1-ton mini-split air conditioners. I mean, it's so minimal in energy use, it's unbelievable. So we'll talk more about that after we get back from the break, and we'll talk about U.S. news, politics, and government as well. And take your phone calls as well. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Short break right here, 28 minutes after the hour. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We will be back after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Cap, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, by the way, September 8th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back for this second of our four segments that we do here. We had an inquiry into what we call steel SIP housing. Now, I'm going to clarify this because people don't understand what SIPs is. That's S as in structural, I as in insulated, P as in panel, and S as in system. SIPs is what it's called. And it is a house that is built with steel panels with EPS foam in between, sandwiched in between, and glued together with non-toxic glue. And the two 26-gauge Galvalume panels are glued to the EPS foam. They fit into a track. And then you use steel framing to shore up the interior. And if somebody's trying to build a small house and downsize, even tiny homes, we can build those. I've got three, as a matter of fact, tiny home floor plans. Problem with tiny home floor plans is, you know, if you don't make them really open, you get claustrophobic after a while. So, you know, we try to look at stuff somewhere between 700 and 1,000 square foot as far as a tiny home. We don't like those little 300 to 400 square foot. You go just bat you know what crazy in those things. So structural insulated panels we build. I have a website called shopaffordablehomes.com, and it explains everything. Here's the other thing about traditional stick-built buildings or block and beam. SIPS panels that we use are Miami-Dade rated to withstand 230-mile-an-hour winds. That's equivalent to a better than a Category 5 hurricane, which is why I'm building a lot of these in Florida. And we're starting construction on a couple of them, as a matter of fact, later this month. As soon as they get the pads poured and the concrete is cured, then we'll just go put the house up. And within about 2.5 weeks, my house in Englewood, Florida should be completed. It's how long it's going to take to do that one because they've got, you know, a couple of twists and turns. And every time we have to, you know, deviate from a rectangle or a square, you know, I'll tell you the difference because I have a house with a shed roof. And it's 11 feet at the front, 10 feet at the back. And it's a 28 by 60, 1904 square foot home. And it took 2 days to put all the walls up. And another 3 days to put the floor up, and the balance of the 16 days was constructing all the steel framing inside. And by the end of the 16th day, the doors and windows, everything but the front door, which is a double door, was in and ready for subcontractors. And within 3 months, we were living in the house. So we're talking not seriously standing around waiting for contractors coming in there swinging, you know, with hammers. We're talking about a four-man crew that comes up and puts a house up in 16 days. So this is the kind of thing that, you know, we're promoting because, one, we're not suffering some sort of a, shall we say, supply chain issue with this stuff. And generally, when you order SIP panels through us, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to produce and deliver to the site. And if you're in Texas, I actually have a lender who's a portfolio lender. They don't securitize the paper. They always hold the note. And they will actually finance the acreage and the house. Amazing how that works. You just got to look. I had to do a lot of asking. They want to come over here. I'm going to do an open house as soon as we get the siding on next week. because that will pretty much be the end of things. And we'll do a little grand opening ribbon cutting with the chamber, and I'll have the lender out, and they'll look at this thing, and then I'll sit down with them and say, okay, when do you want to start the financing process? So here's the thing about steel SIPs, because the fact that they are very revolutionary, a lot of banks will not touch them. There are certain banks who will, but a lot of them won't. And so you have to look around and try to find, if you're going to finance them, we did ours for cash, so we are mortgage free. And a lot of people are, if you're in a situation where you can scale down from your current situation and reduce your debt, shrink your debt to zero in the process and have money left over, then you can probably build one of these steel SIP homes in a smaller version for about maybe $100 and a quarter, $100 and a half. And, when you can do that, and I mean, you can build tiny homes for less than $50,000 if you want. And these things will last decades. And the reason I say that is because I was told what our steel SIP panels would do based on the weather testing. This is taking panels from extreme hot to extreme cold to extreme hot to extreme cold and throwing 60,000 hours of high-pressure sea spray against them. And I don't have the conscience to tell people that these things are going to last 10 centuries. I basically tell them, look, if you maintain this house, and they're very low maintenance, we're looking at a minimum of 300 years. Yeah. Now, you go to any town in Pennsylvania right now that's virtually been deserted because manufacturing has moved away and all the houses have been vacated. These things were built back in the 60s and, some even older than that, back in the 20s and 30s. And these houses are falling apart. You're not going to have that problem with steel SIP, especially when you cover them with the right material, because we have a metal roof and we're using smart siding. You can use composite siding. You can use stucco. You can use brick. You can use any kind of siding you want. You just have to plan for it. So I hope that answers Lorraine's question. And like I said, shopaffordablehomes.com is a free website to go to, and you can email us and ask any question you want, and we'll give you a free answer. It's all just part of your research. Nobody's twisting your arm. You don't have to buy a house. If you want us to build you one, then we need a floor plan. You got to go find one. Any floor plan site, Family Home Plans or whatever. Just, DuckDuckGo or whatever, Google, and find a home plan site with a home plan you can live with. And if you send it to me, support@thepowerhour.com, we will cost it for you. And we'll let you know what it will cost to build the shell. And then you find your own local subcontractors, if you're not so mechanically or carpentry inclined, because you could finish off this house yourself if you knew what you were doing. I took the, when they cut out the doors and windows, I took all of that and I built raised bed gardens, chicken coops, compost box, dog house, all out of SIPs. I used all the scrap. I hardly have any scrap left. I've used it all. See, no panel waste. That's the beauty of it. It's an insulated panel. It's got foam in the middle. You can find lots of uses for the remnants from the house. You could build a chicken coop with it. Seriously. So there's a lot of things that you can do to get right with the environment without having to kowtow to the government and their demands. And the energy efficiency. The interior of my house is R60, if you want to look that up. The average stick-built home is R13 in the walls, R19 in the ceiling. And the higher the number, the greater the energy efficiency. This is R60, and it's like living in a walk-in cooler. In fact, this started out as walk-in coolers with 12-inch thick EPS foam and two 26-gauge Galvalume steel panels on either side of it in a track on a slab. And now you have an agriculture plant, or a plant that makes steel SIP panels, or any kind of product or manufacturing product, because we use them in commercial or meat locker, whatever the case may be. And you can use these things and they will last a long time. They're very energy efficient, and investors can see a return on a plan for a plant in 5 years. Amazing how that works. It's all part of solutions. That's what we're about here. So I promised Catherine, our producer, that I was going to bring this up. In the meantime, under the gardening, farming, and homesteading section, you will find in your email blast, two U.S. Army parents from Oregon have taken their lessons from the military and applied them to resourceful living on their own 12-acre farm in a town called Independence. Their homestead, which they bought prior to COVID, comprises two small barns, a coop, a small garden that provides enough food for their family. Plus, you got a safe place for their three kids to roam, ages 11, 8, and 4, and you know they're going to do a lot of roaming. And that's your long hiatus from normal life. If that's what you want, you want peace and quiet, that's the way to do it. The U.S. is beginning a clinical trial to test dosing and administration of a monkeypox vaccine, folks. Here's the truth. You don't know what's in it. Just like the flu vaccine, you don't know what's in it. Jynneos monkeypox vaccine, you don't know what's in it. That's the truth. And they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, it's safe and effective, just like they did with the COVID jab. Scientists in the U.S. and Canada have resurrected the Spanish flu virus through reverse genetics. And not surprisingly, the NIH and Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases are involved, of course. UC, UNC, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, University of California, Davis, USAID, they're all involved. SARS-CoV-2. Gain-of-function research. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Don't worry about it, because Fauci messaged his boss in early 2020 about work done at the Chinese lab that got U.S. funding in a newly disclosed email. So don't think that they're not going to hang him by the rafters at some point. Meanwhile, in Nevada, in the governor's race there, news about COVID has emerged. And Democrat candidates in the November races are seizing on a perceived post-Roe appeal momentum to pound away at Republican opponents they say will, whether they admit it or not, ban abortion. Incumbent Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak is following that game plan, regularly attacking GOP challenger Joe Lombardo's pro-life stance as a wedge in a race projected to be among this fall's tightest gubernatorial showdowns. Lombardo, the two-term sheriff of Clark County, who with an endorsement from former President Trump won May's 10-candidate GOP primary, has not emphasized abortion on his platform, nor while stumping out in the field. So, you know, the thing is, now they're talking about how Sisolak was involved in a cronyism deal to fast-track permits and applications for a shady COVID testing company that got 96% of their test results wrong on behalf of a campaign donor. Yeah, the ad is called cronyism. North Shore Labs, folks. You want to do the research on that? You might find out more truth. It is just amazing what's in the news these days. And, of course, former Greenpeace founder Patrick Moore is now saying that climate change is based on false narratives. He is a prominent scientist, and he's backing up his claim that says there's no climate emergency. He's one of the founders of Greenpeace. Epoch Times got an email from him stating that his reasons for leaving that organization were very clear. They were hijacked by the political left when they realized there was money and power in the environmental movement. Well, what do you think BLM is? Same thing. Money and power. Look what they've done with the money. If you were to go in there and do the, show me the money, show me the money. That's Dr. Evil, by the way, from Austin Powers. If you were going to go in and ask them to do that, and, well, the money's not there because we bought real estate with it. We squandered $10 million of it away. They're just now finding out one of their people did. Oh, yeah, we bought four mansions. We bought a old Communist Party house in Canada and have converted it. See, these people are real crafty until, like cockroaches, you shine a light on them, and what do? Run away. Some may not be so lucky. Those of you, we had a phone call yesterday about my son, Hunter, and that it was going to be available today, and because of the customer surge, the user activity temporarily halted access to the program this morning as thousands tried to access it all of a sudden. Actually, it was Wednesday morning, but, I mean, they hit it. Elizabeth Moore, Breitbart VP of Communications, said her customer service team thankfully was able to get service back up to keep up with the avalanche of movie purchases. They all want to watch it. This is the bombshell story about Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. I would imagine you could probably go to Breitbart.com or MySonHunter.com and access that if you want to watch the movie. There is a charge for it, but, you know, they got to recoup their costs for making it. Tucker Carlson interviewed one of the actors that played Hunter Biden. He's an Englishman on the show last night. 17 states have now followed California's rigid vehicle emission requirements. Unbelievable. Oregon is following suit. Washington is following suit. Now New York is looking into doing the same thing. They're going to institute an outright ban soon. There is a story on that in our email blast. You definitely want to get to. And, of course, now we look at the economy. This is one of the reasons I talked about Steel Sip Homes, because of the scale down. There wasn't so much real estate available in Florida the last couple of years because everybody wasn't sure about what the economy was doing. But now, average U.S. homes are selling below listed prices. The market slowdown continues. All of a sudden, now there's a glut. Now, all of a sudden, if you want to buy a house in Florida, guess what? There's houses in Florida for sale. And the prices are lower, according to Redfin. Now, why you'd want to move there, I don't know, because it's turning into a real melting pot of hell down there. That's why I moved from there to here. And not just because of Texas. I would love to see this state become its own republic again. Love to see it. I don't think I'm dreaming either, because we've got 90% of the Republican caucus that have all said we want this. We've got a big chunk of Democrats and big chunk of independents that say they want it. We just have to get it on the ballot. Do you want a free and independent Texas? And we want the voters to answer. I mean, it's that simple. We just want the government to say, let's put it on the ballot and see what the people have to say. Is it that difficult? That's what Texas is all about.
Let my people go.
Yeah, we just want to give people the opportunity to vote that they want to secede from the union. Now, obviously, they've given this a lot of thought, and if you go to the TNM website, Texas Nationalist Movement website, they actually answer all the questions on their fact page, because everybody's got them. Dual citizenship questions, all of that, because everybody wants to know. Because, see, other states are going to end up looking at this, the works the government gets. See, our government is writing checks its body can't cash. And if the GDP is going to continue to drop and they're going to tank the economy, guess who's not paying taxes? Because they don't have money to pay taxes, and no amount of armed IRS agents are going to be able to squeeze blood out of a turnip. Especially with the number of people that have taken the jab, and when they start dying off, and we anticipate they will, or they'll become so debilitated, they can't function. What do you think that's going to do? It's going to tax the government. It's going to tax Medicare. More people are going to go on disability. Where's the income in that? I see more outgo than income, don't you? And when that happens, like I said earlier, GDP is going to shrink. I would like to know how they're going to keep throwing trillions of dollars at stuff and claim they're actually having positive results. I don't see it. Definition of insanity, that's exactly what it is. They're nuts. Congress will not change. State governments have been forced. There's at least a dozen states in addition to Texas that are all in the same boat. They put out more than they take back in from the federal government. Texas loses $103 billion a year that they don't get back from Uncle Sam. and they spend more state money financing Uncle Sam's administrative demands in implementing the federal program states are mandated to have. And you see, now when you start paying more and they come for you in an audit and they start banging on your bank account, you're going to realize, hey, there's something rotten in Denmark here, and it's because Congress is doing exactly what all these CEOs did from the banks back in 2008 and 9 when the market crashed and they walked away with all of that money. And they went out, all of these hedge fund managers, booze, blow, and hookers. And that's exactly what they did on Wall Street. Wall Street had a big party. Watch that movie, Inside Job. My wife and I watched it the first time. We had tears rolling out of our eyes, seeing what happened to this government and this economy. They're all in denial. They're never going to tell you the truth. And of course, you know, there's other Wall Street type movies, like the one with Steve Carell. They've written books about it. So, you know, you look at these all available inventory in all these states. You know, see, it's the sale of new homes have slid to their lowest rate since early 2016. And of course, this is Black Knight. You got to understand, Black Knight was part of Lender Processing Services. And what did LPS do in the foreclosure debacle from 2009 to 15? Lender Processing Services was responsible for manufacturing hundreds of millions of assignments used because they weren't properly filed when they were supposed to be to shore up the remix so that the servicers could go out and steal people's homes. And that's exactly what they've been doing, and the judges let them do it. Why? Because the judges are getting a pension that's loaded with all these hedge funds. And they don't want to affect their pensions, so what do you think they're going to do? Rule in favor of the banks. That's why we tell everybody, whatever judge you get in your foreclosure case, research your judge. Go look them up. TheRobingRoom.com. That's your website, TheRobingRoom.com. Like a judge's robe, TheRobingRoom.com. You can also go to JudicialWatch.org/judge. And you can look up their financial records. Why do I tell you these things? Because we're all about solutions here in the Power Hour. Because I don't want to see one of my Power Hour listeners lose their home. I got an email with a whole bunch of documents from an attorney in Atlanta last night. He sent me his pleadings. You know, he referred to me as Attorney Krieger, and I had to write him back right away and go, excuse me. Please do not refer to me like that again. I'm not an attorney. I'm a paralegal, but I've done a hell of a lot more research than most of the foreclosure defense attorneys out there, and I blew holes in his pleadings. I said, I'm sorry, they're so deficient, it's unreal, and you need to get that fraud claim out of there because, A, the judges are geared up for this. They understand when you bring a fraud claim, you've got to prove all five elements. And if you can't succinctly prove all five elements because you don't have all the evidence, you need to leave that out and bring it in later as an amended complaint. That was not my legal advice to him. That was my suggestion because I'm not an attorney. I can't give legal advice. However, I've been involved in trial consultations and in court, in consultations with attorneys in their war rooms and in court at trial. In foreclosure cases, the saddest thing because you get to watch how corrupt the courts are. And it is sad. I got stories. But, you know, that's for another day. What's positive here is that after the top of the hour break, we're going to have some possible healing going on here. Irwin W. Lutzer, who is a senior pastor of the Moody Church in Chicago, is going to be on with us talking about No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Future. And the thing is, in my book, and this is my arguendo, you have to know that your future is collapsing. And until you come to that conclusion and get this cognitive dissonance unwrapped from around your head, you won't know the truth. You won't see the truth because you're in denial and your mind is telling you something different. So we need to pray for all of those people out there that are having that issue, because I know there are friends of yours that you're trying to talk to and reason with, and they're fighting back. They're telling you, you don't know what you're talking about. Why should I listen to you? Why should I believe what you have to say? Our government's a good government. They're going to take care of us. You see, that's the problem, because they put their faith in a different savior. And there's only one savior, and that is Yeshua. And only one father, that's Yahweh. So Dr. Erwin Lutzer is going to be on in our next hour to talk to us about that, with his new book, No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Future, which ultimately comes down to parents taking responsibility for what their kids are taught. Remember the old saying, teach your children the way they should go, and when they grow older, they won't turn away from it? I believe that's a good proverb. Yeah, it's like the old other Proverbs 22:7, the rich ruleth over the poor, the borrower is the servant of the lender. Think about that for a minute as you try to shrink your debt load. It's a good thing. Dr. Erwin Lutzer with us here on the Power Hour after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you. God bless all of you. Thanks for listening. Join us in the next segment. You're going to love it. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.